Now, I am wearing this awesome, this Stay Awesome, hashtag Stay Awesome shirt. It's part of the Avenue Guru thing, you might notice. Look at the back. These are not available yet. They will be available soon. This is part of my Avenue Guru coaching thing. I'm working on certification once I get some of the current projects that got finished. A lot of, what is it? It's coding teaching stuff. Once I get some of those finished and I get my my second life coaching certification finished, or I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to do the paperwork. I'm listening to what the guy has to say. I don't know if I'm going to do the paperwork. I'd like to do the paperwork. There's like this bookwork thing, stuff you write out. But once I get the chance to do the writing, there is, it'll be like a life coaching content. I don't think I want to do life coaching. There are enough life coaches in the world, but I've got my own basic ideas, things that I use to view life. And, you know, I'll give you an example. One that I thought of today while we're on it was the ER worldview. Now, not emergency room, although it'll send you to the ER, I suppose, but the comparative adjectives, you know, bigger, better. You know, with government, you can't always be bigger and better. And, you know, we need bigger taxes. We need smaller taxes. Well, smaller isn't a number. If your strategy is smaller taxes, then you're just going to get smaller all the time. No, but we've got to get smaller because the Democrats want to get bigger. Well, the Democrats are saying the same thing. They want to get bigger because you want to make it smaller. So how about you go for the proper, the ideal equilibrium on the Laffer curve. There's the sweet spot. Where the taxes are big enough where the government can pay for the stuff that it needs, not for all the wants that we call needs, but it's small enough that people can work, people can do stuff. If taxes are too big, then people aren't getting paid enough, or it's taking too much money from the companies, which don't have infinite resources, as much as we'd like to be angry and say that they do. So, the ER worldview. If you have a bigger, better worldview, that's always a problem. Use superlative adjectives or just regular adjectives, but don't do the comparative adjectives to define your worldview. Napoleon had an ER worldview. He wanted to conquer. That's not a comparative adjective, but conquering is a constant. You're constantly expanding, and that doesn't work. It doesn't work. You have to have a static, stable, this is your set goal. When you get there, you stay there. You can improve your quality constantly, but the goals of what you're doing, I've reached goal, I've achieved the goal, and so I'm finished with this project. I'm going to do a different project now. That has to be your worldview, not just the always more, 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 or less, less, less. And you get these teachers that they teach, you got to have more of this and more of that, and they're always talking this way, and their people eventually get messed up. And I'm not talking teaching method here. The teachers who say more, more, less, less, the teachers that say that kind of stuff, because that's in their thinking. So anyhow, I've got a series of teachings like this, and the hashtag stay awesome thing that I've got here on this shirt, which the shirt will be available at some point soon, but I'm not making it available yet. It's still a prototype. That will be part of the teaching because that's part of the Avenue Guru. Now, I said that today I was going to talk about atheism, and I also want to talk about borders. And I'm not going to get too much into the border, but, you know, the problem with atheism is that this goes back to worldview stuff. Hold on. Monster tongue. They say that monster drinking energy drinks will kill you. I'm hoping so, because I've gotten enough done in a one lifetime. And I have to constantly argue with this lazy body that doesn't want to go do anything. I have to push it. It doesn't even want to exercise. I'm like, dude, you look handsome and fantabulous with all this exercise, and but you don't want to do it. So I got this stupid body that doesn't want to listen to me. So I got to drink this energy drink to make it do stuff. If this energy drink will kill me sooner, then goodness, we need more of it. I don't know. I don't want years added to my life. I want life added to my years. And this whole thing about it's going to kill you. Look, Limbaugh said it. Caffeine will kill you, but caffeine, studies show, doctors say, caffeine, or drinking coffee, proves that people are less likely to get cancer. Or something. Everything's gonna kill you. Drink can't. If you don't drink coffee, you could die of cancer. But caffeine will kill you. Everything's gonna kill you. And when are people gonna stop worrying about not dying and start worrying about living? That's kind of what Stay Awesome's really all about. Okay, godliness. The trouble I have with atheism. See, I've got my own worldview. I just explained one of them. Avenue Guru is the venue that I put it through. .com, books, etc. I am not hungry looking for advice from people to try to tell me how to be a better me. I'm not hungry for that. I'm a certified life coach in one curriculum. I'm getting certification in another curriculum. And I like the guy. I love what he's saying. It's great reminder stuff, but all of it I've heard before, multiple times. I'm doing it for the certification and for the refresher and for the professional review. I'm reviewing him. I want to know what people are saying. It is valuable. But this is not this wonderful new epiphany that I'm having by getting my life coaching certification. It's mostly boring to me because I'm qualified to teach on the subject. If these life coaching programs I was going through were actually had me, if I was excited about learning so much, then I wouldn't be qualified to teach on it. So it's wonderful, good stuff, but I have a healthy amount of boredom because I know what I'm doing. And I am not lacking for good advice. In college, I learned how to teach myself what the Bible says, what the Bible means. That's not easy. It's literature. Literature's not easy to understand at face value always. It takes time. The biggest way to know out of what the Bible is to read it a lot. Nothing will help you understand what the Bible means like reading it a lot. But the problem is atheists tend to have this idea that they're stuck on. I'm not making a generalization about everybody. But atheism tends to try to provide answers to people who aren't asking. It tries to answer questions that for other people that those other people are not asked, questions that aren't being asked. It answers questions that aren't being asked to people who aren't asking. Atheists have all this philosophy. Some of them, not all, unfortunately, are very well read. The problem is, atheism is an attempt to teach oneself under the shroud of teaching others sometimes that we're going to do life without a God. There might be a God, but he's distant, remote, and I'm not going to have any type of fellowship or relationship with him. That'd be hooey. It's an absolute insistence on living like a dog without a home, on being the homeless guy who's offered a job, place to stay, but won't take it because he'd rather be so-called free. In the recent thing about not bowing, and I'm not saying who this is about. It doesn't matter. You wouldn't know him anyway. But the recent thing here in Asia about not bowing, an atheist has said, that's why I don't like Christianity. It gives you too many rules. This coming from a person with an absolute train wreck of a family. And my thoughts on this are very simply, not bowing to an idol made of stone or wood or metal, a man-made idol that can't help you. Not bowing to this man-made thing that can't help you is a very small price to pay in order to have a God that loves you that you communicate with. If I'm delusional in believing that God talks to me, I have a wonderful life and I'm better off because of it. It would be a healthy delusion. So the whole delusion argument, you're delusional. They only say that because they want to try to say that my belief is invalid and therefore unhelpful. No, it is helpful. My belief in God, whether it's true or not, proves to be helpful in my life. And the atheists that I've known, every single one of them, have never had a good, happy life. They didn't want to be tied down to not being able to bow down to a piece of wood, or they didn't want to have to be stuck with this one God that loves them and can help them with everything. They didn't want to be limited by that. That was too big of a price to pay for them. So instead, they paid the price of a happy life. And none of them lived happy. Small price to pay. Everything has its price. Border walls. Same thing. Borders should not be crossed. I'm kind of wondering if America hasn't figured this out. Why are we having a discussion about this? Lots of people don't want to go through the door. They insist on breaking the window and crawling through the window to come into the house. Why is this a question? There's an open door right over there. Go through the open door. If there's too many people in the house and you gotta wait in line, then wait in line. Why are they trying to crawl through the window? If they want to do the right thing and have a better life, do what the Americans who died for their freedom did and go back to your country and fight for your freedom there. If nobody wants to be free in your country, do like Gandhi did and inspire people to become free like he did with India. Stay at your home and cultivate freedom there. Don't try to run away from your problems thinking that moving to a different town is going to fix everything for you. That's a basic concept of life coaching. Pardon my French. No, I just ate like 2 sliced up apples. It was delicious. I'm really wondering if people in America don't understand, if like the people that, what's this wall thing? This is so bad. Trump wants to have a wall. Ugh. Well, where was the hate for the Russians who built a wall and wouldn't let people go home to see their families for 50 years? What about that wall, the wall of Berlin? I don't see people complaining about that. And it was passed in bygones. But in the day, the left, they didn't want, Reagan said, tear down this wall. And they didn't like that. But they're all mad about Trump wanting people to go through the door instead of breaking the window to get in? Do people not know this? You can't cross a border without an inspection. You shouldn't do it. It's trespassing. No one should just walk into your yard and start playing ball in your yard without your permission. And this wall, it's going to protect people's private walls. Where do you think people that run over the border are running on? They're running on private property. Some of it might be government owned, but they go through that and they get to someone's private property eventually. Eventually, they become trespassers. You cannot. Now, state to state, that's one of the miracles why America is so wonderful, so great. America is just the best because you can go from state to state without an inspection. But the state isn't just, it's not just a city or something or a province. It's an outright sovereign government. You can go from what would normally be a country in Europe from one to the next without a border inspection because America is a federation. It's that awesome. America is what the EU wanted to be. America's like a mini EU already. That's the thing. People want to attack America, but then they want the EU to do that. It's like, well, that's what it's supposed to be, a federation. We don't need America to join with Canada. What we need is the Canadian provinces to become the 52nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, whatever states. if you really want to do it, that would be it. So I don't get what the hang up is. You can't go over a border from one country to another country without an inspection. You can't do that. What's the hang up, man? There have to be rules somewhere, because if you don't have rules, rules can feel limiting and oppressive, but so is living on the street. If you live on the street, the cold will oppress you. Not having a place to sleep will oppress you. Being beat up and mugged will oppress you. You either get oppressed by having to give up a few rules. You can't just drive wherever you want on the road. You got to choose the right side, or like in the UK, the wrong side. you have to have some limits in order to give yourself greater freedoms somewhere else. And part of being godly is living like there's a God above you. If you are godly, that means that you belong to a God just like a dog belongs to a master. A domesticated tame dog is a happy dog. He sees humans, and for the most part, he knows that they're okay. Some of them he might be a little bit defensive around, but once he can get to know them. The dog knows that he can get to know humans. He just hasn't gotten to know them all yet. Some dogs are friendly, protective, but a dog with a master is a happier dog. And if you don't have a God, you're like a dog without a master. If you do have a God, you're a happier human. That's called being godly. And if you don't have a God, it's not ungodly. Ungodly is when you're against morals. Ungodly is the left. They want a freedom, quote unquote, is about being able to have sex with whatever you want and not get STDs. That's what, quote unquote, freedom is for the left. That's ungodly is the term for that. But if you want to do the atheist thing, that's not ungodly or godly. That's called godless. And I live my life as if there's a God above me telling me where to go, guiding me, and I have a moral conscience, and I follow principles, and I follow that quiet leading in my heart, which I do hear and does lead me to good things that no common sense would ever take me. Like, that sounds ridiculous. Well, do it. I feel like I'm supposed to do it, and I do it, and it turns out well. That's called godliness. And when I would take advice, either during the time that my father was, you know, before he had his Christian breakthrough and discovered that there is a God, when my father was trying to be godless, or when I take advice from other atheists, it totally messes me up and my life begins to just fall apart, and I don't like that. I am not so hungry for advice from people that I'll just lap up advice or correction or arguing about how to live or how to be from people whose main goal isn't to have a happy life, but just to make sure that whatever life they have, there isn't a God telling them what to do. That's having a God that gives you power is a small price to pay, quote unquote price. I don't even think it's a price to pay at all. Not bowing down to an idol. That's the second command. That's not a cost. That's a blessing. You know how much time people waste bowing down to fake gods? My goodness. I don't consider it a price at all. That's what I would say about godliness, life coaching, and borders. It was double time today. Cheers.